This is the record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel. If you take a King County Metro bus today, you might want to take a little extra time to thank your driver after hearing this next story. That's because King County Metro bus drivers are having an unusual workplace problem. They can't always find the time or a place to use the bathroom. My colleagues Marcy Silman and Posey Gruner went out to figure out where bus drivers can use the bathroom.
Next stop, Northgate Transit Center.
Northgate Transit Center is the end of the line for many King County bus routes. It's a good place for bathrooms.
It is. There's one right here. And then that building down there, there's one on each side.
There are three unmarked locked doors here, and only bus drivers have the keys. Metro bus driver Stan Green says this is a good place to catch a break. Usually you can get right in.
Don't have a lot of time, though. If they're full, could be trouble.
But the Northgate Transit Center is luxurious, Green says, compared to some other routes.
Some of these runs will go from West Seattle all the way to Shoreline Community College. That's an hour and 45 minutes, and you may not be able to find a place to use the restroom anywhere. I gotta go.
This time he means he's gotta get on the bus. And that's a big part of the point. Drivers are expected to be on the bus most of the time. Ridership has gone up in King County, and bus schedules have gotten tight in the past few years. Craig Heisinger drives the 75. We caught him on his break, which he says lately has been shorter than usual.
On paper, it's around 15 to 17, but it usually winds up being 5 to 7 minutes because of the morning commuters.
Heisinger says a lot of things can eat up the minutes. Missed lights, heavy loads, big crowds getting on at one stop, and people fumbling for change.
You know, a lot of people will pay with their Orca cards, and that's really quick. But then there's like a handful of people who kind of like, who don't have their stuff ready. that's a big pet peeve right there. So
all that cuts into the time when drivers can get off of the bus. Heisinger acknowledges drivers are entitled to a 5-minute break, and they're told to take it.
Take your union break and operate late is the official word. And some drivers don't like to do that because they don't like to operate late. So it's a risk they gotta take if they can feel they can hold it for the next hour.
Holding it can cause all sorts of problems.
Drivers are actually resorting to things like Depends. Seriously.
That's Brian Sherlock. He's been driving for Metro since 1979. He says taking that kind of risk can be uncomfortable, physically and mentally.
You're wondering if you're going to make it without creating an embarrassing and unsavory mess. So your mind is not on your business.
That was Metro bus driver Brian Sherlock. Producer Posey Gruner interviewed him at the Northgate Transit Center. Paul Bochtel is the president of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 857. That's the union that represents King County Metro bus drivers. Earlier this month, he told Marcy Silman bathroom breaks are a big concern for the union. And Marcy asked him, how big?
It's probably the most significant issue. It's much greater than wages or benefits. It's a working conditions issue, and it's the number one cry of unfairness from our transit operators at this point in time.
More than wages and benefits.
More than wages and benefits. That's how bad it is out there. So this started a few years ago when the recession hit. The county council had an audit performed and decided to cut the schedules as tight as possible to run as efficiently as possible. They cut the schedules so tight that the buses are constantly running late. At the same time, our ridership continued to grow. And the first half of this year, we've broken our all-time record. You know, our ridership is just through the roof. So our buses are packed. We're passing people up. We're running far behind schedule. Our customers aren't happy. The bus drivers aren't happy. A happy bus driver is a bus driver who can get someone to work or to school on time. So the bus driver reaching the end of the line is faced with a really difficult decision.
I can imagine that stopping the bus so that you can go use a restroom is not popular if you've got a bunch of people squished into your bus who are trying to get someplace.
Yes, exactly.
So what is the union asking from Metro King County?
Well, we're asking that they stick to the new strategic plan. Funds are starting to come back in as we come out of recession. And the county council changed the strategic plan to say that new funds, when money started coming back in, would go first to alleviate overcrowding and fix schedules. So we want to make sure that they live to the plan they've put in place.
I'm speaking with Paul Bachtel, president of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 587. I'm sure that there are point people within Metro King County government that you negotiate with. I'm curious if you've talked about this issue specifically with County Executive Dow Constantine or members of the County Council.
Most certainly. We have a scheduling committee going. We're working collaboratively and jointly with King County Metro. We have union executive board officers working with schedule planners. We're working together trying to solve this problem.
So, Paul, if, as promised, the schedules are loosened up somewhat as money starts flowing in, is that the solution? Is that the end, that you guys will be happy?
That would greatly improve the workday of the transit operator.
So what happens if the county government decides that they just really can't afford to make things a little more elastic on the routes?
Well, I think you'll see unions do what unions do. You'll see, we've already had some actions such as sick outs and we have realistic health issues too. We have UTIs, urinary tract infections, people not drinking when they come to work because they don't have access to a bathroom, which isn't healthy. We have people losing, both males and females, losing the elasticity in their bladders. So they leak. So that's part of the wet seat problems.
Is this possibly an OSHA issue?
Well, it's an L&I issue, and L&I has an ongoing investigation right now looking at this issue. I don't know how much L&I can do to solve the problem. The transit agency's response to the union is tell the bus drivers to just stop the bus and use the bathroom when you need to. Unfortunately, the bus drivers, many of whom have long-standing relationships with their customers, just don't want to do that. They want to get their customers where they need to go in a timely fashion.
Paul Bachtel is the president of the union that represents King County Metro bus drivers. We got in touch with Metro and asked them to respond to this story. And Metro spokesman Jeff Schweitzer emailed us the following statement. We understand scheduling and breaks were the union's number one issue in contract bargaining. We've reached a tentative agreement to improve breaks and schedules. This agreement will be implemented in the coming months following interest arbitration on other topics. The Seattle Proposition 1 investments to improve schedule reliability and crowding is also expected to benefit our operators. And Jeff adds, we continue to follow the 2009 audit that directed Metro to tighten its schedules. This is The Record.